It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was the ultimate in warm, fuzzy, educational children's television. He sought to create a safe place for connection and learning, and music was a big part of that show. I think we all remember Mr. Rogers singing about how he'd like to be our neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Jazz vocalist Carrie Johnsrud, who grew up in Conrad, Iowa, is part of a new project that is reimagining the music of Fred Rogers. The album Beyond the Neighborhood, the music of Fred Rogers, will be released on March 20th. And Carrie is here with me now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So tell me, what was the spark of an idea for putting this project together? What made you think of it?
Well, actually, my music partner and collaborator, Kevin Bales, who's a pianist out of Atlanta, we were together one day, and we were just kind of discussing and reminiscing about the children's programs that we used to watch growing up and how music was a pretty integral part of that programming. And as far as like cartoons back in the day and other children's programs. And we started talking about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and how the music in that program was so integral to the advancement of the stories and messages that he was telling on the program, and that how jazz especially was important part of the show. And so it just kind of led into the discussion of, I wonder what other music he wrote, or what other types of jazz music, were part of the program that we could maybe explore on our own and see what we could do with it. So it was basically just out of a discussion of music and how that related to us growing up and listening to that music, and how that was ingrained in us as we became adults. Actually.
Well, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, I mean, the music was unusual on that show. I mean, not only because Fred Rogers himself was a musician, but he was performing it live, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. He had, and I didn't realize this until actually after we started the project, but he had a live jazz trio on set. So when he walked through that door, cue the music, and it began. So it was the Johnny Costa Trio was performing live on the program. And so that was something I think pretty unique for back in the day, and also for today especially, to have an actual live group of musicians performing as tape is rolling. I think that was definitely attractive part of the program.
Were you able to, in learning more about this music, were you able to find sources where he talked about why that was important to him, or why he felt like that made the show connect with kids in an unusual way? Or,
well, I think Fred had always enjoyed jazz music, and I don't think he necessarily purposely said, okay, we're going to use jazz music to connect to children. I just think it was a type of music he felt that could be relatable to all generations. And it was something that he identified with. And so I think it was just a natural choice on his part to have that on his program. And also to expose, he was also a classical music lover as well. And I think it was just something to expose children to at an early age without kind of making it so blatant or so apparent. It was a subtle way for him to kind of introduce a new genre of music to children growing up.
Now, it's a big step to go from, hey, remember how much we loved the music on Mr. Rogers' mm-hmm. Neighborhood, to, hey, let's put out a whole album of that music. So tell me why.
Kevin and I, my partner and I, we have worked together in the past and collaborated on other music, on original music, actually. And, this is this is the music that Fred had written, because he wrote all of the music that was on the program. It has just an underlying message that applied to us as children, and then can also transfer to us as adults. I mean, it was a constant message that we can all still keep in mind and learn from today. And so we wanted to take that music that was on the program that, you know, we enjoyed as kids and make it maybe a little bit more adult-friendly, in the sense of the generation that grew up watching the program could listen to the music and feel a connection to it, but yet also feel like they could play it for their children, or even maybe for their parents, like the grandparents. So it's a form of music that the entire family can enjoy and listen to. So, and jazz is just something that, you know, is very near and dear to my heart and to Kevin's heart. And so this is just a natural choice for us, a direction for us to go.
Well, let's play a little bit of the song "It's You I Like," and we're going to listen to Fred Rogers' version first and then a little bit of your version.
Okay,
it's
great.
You I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you, not the thing.
It's you I like, not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. It's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new.
Just a little bit of "It's You I Like." Again, I'm talking with Carrie Johnsrud, the jazz vocalist that you just heard there. The album Beyond the Neighborhood, the music of Fred Rogers, is going to be released in March. So in taking a song, I mean, you kept all of the lyrics intact, mm-hmm. and turning it into your own song or reimagining it. What was your goal in updating it?
Our goal really was... kind of what I said before, is just so that the generation that grew up with him, people around my age, a little bit older, perhaps a little younger, could identify with the lyrics as an adult. When you hear them as a child, it means one thing. As an adult, it can mean something a little different. And so we kind of wanted the arrangement to match maybe what the meaning of the lyrics would be for as an adult. And we wanted something a little bit more, for this particular song, just something a little bit more, something fun, something upbeat, something that could just really get your toe tapping and just have fun to play for, you know, the whole family if you so desire.
Well, and I want to play a little bit of another song that in doing that updating, it sounds to my ear like you kind of completely changed the context of the song. And this song is "Just for Once," which is about a kid really wanting their parents' attention, their parent to really focus on them. And in your version, it sounds quite different. So let's listen.
Just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's be alone. With nobody else to tell us, do this, do that, sit down, get up, come back. No, nobody else, but nobody else but you, just for once.
Just for once.
So that turns "Just for Once" into a pretty romantic ballad.
It does a little bit. Yeah, I have to agree with you. And you know, that's, believe it or not, that's just the beauty of his songwriting, of Fred's compositions. You know, it can be, you know, interpreted as something that was meant for adults, and but you can also relate it to when you're a child and wanting to have your parents around and just wanting to spend time with them. But I think the overall general message is that, you know, we want, sometimes we just want to be alone with somebody. We just want to be alone with our parents. We just want to be alone with our friends or our spouse or whatever. It kind of brings home that message that, you know, we're all human and we all have certain things that we, you know, we want with other people. And that's just reflective in his songwriting.
What did you need to go through to get the rights to this music?
Well, I was in contact with the Fred Rogers company that does hold all the rights. And but the thing is that all of this music has actually been recorded at some point or another, whether it's been like 30 years ago or, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. So obtaining the mechanical rights to this music isn't as difficult as one may seem. But I was in touch with the company just to let them know that what we were doing, and you know, so they were aware that we were planning on putting out this album. So that whole aspect of it was a little bit easier to go about than what I originally expected. But it was great to be able to talk with the company and just get some feedback from them and you know, be able to proceed with the project. So it's it's been a learning experience all around. But so
did they express any concerns about I don't know, maintaining the integrity of the music? And you know, Fred Rogers clearly had a very strong mission that is reflected in his music. Were there conversations about that?
A little bit, yeah. You know, of course, they didn't, as long as the music wasn't completely off base, the melody and the chord changes were, as long as they kept within the original composition, then that's okay. You know, the lyrics are meant to be interpreted how you want to interpret them. I mean, they're obviously, you know, this is written originally as children's music, but the really kind of beautiful thing is that we are all products of that, of listening to that music. So as adults, it's going to change a little bit. But hopefully, you know, it's something that, you know, people can feel comfortable with having their children listen to as well, like I said before. So overall, I think everyone is happy with how it all turned out. So
we asked you to pick one of the songs that you really enjoy most. And you picked a song that I do not remember at all.
Oh. Right.
So you picked Troll Talk. Tell me about this one.
Well, this song, actually, what we did for this album, we decided not to just choose songs from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. There were two other children's programs that Fred was involved with prior to that. The first one was called The Children's Corner, in which he was a producer on, I believe, a puppeteer and a composer. And so this song actually came from that program. And I really love this song because I think it kind of encompasses everything what we were trying to do with this album. It's you know, a children's song, but it's a bunch of gibberish, which a lot of people can relate to jazz in a way, especially involved with scat singing. So that's kind of the link I try to make with this song as far as incorporating jazz, this as a jazz arrangement. It is basically gibberish. It's a certain kind of troll talk, as you will. And it really encompasses improvisation, which, of course, is elemental to jazz. So I thought it was kind of just a fun song to record. It was goofy, and it is actually purely improvised as far as the instrumental portion is concerned. So, it was a fun song to record, and I really just enjoyed the difference between the original version and then the version we did.
All right, well, let's listen to Troll Talk.
Moonlight dans le moonlight, moonlight dans le shadow, and shadow dans le moonlight, moonlight, moonlight dans le moonlight, shadow dans le moonlight, moonlight dans le shadow, and shadow dans le moonlight, moonlight, moonlight dans le moonlight, shadow, moonlight, 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 moonlight dans le moonlight.
Just a little bit of troll talk there featuring jazz vocalist Carrie Johnsrud. It does sound like you're having a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yes, we sure did.
So the album is going to be released on March 20th, which is a notable day because that would have been Fred Rogers' 90th birthday.
That's correct, yes.
And yes. So was that a little bit of serendipity that you were able to release it or will be able to release it on his 90th birthday?
A little bit, yes. I mean, this was a project that we started out 2 years ago doing, and we really didn't have an expectation as to when we were going to release it. But then I started doing a little bit more research and realized that his 90th birthday was, you know, within like 2 years. I'm like, well, we can absolutely get this album done in 2 years, not a problem. And so we kind of made that our goal. And then it turns out that 2018 is also a monumental year for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's the 50th anniversary of the first taping or first airing of that program. And then it's also the anniversary, the 15th anniversary of his death. So there are, you know, three major anniversaries this year. So this album coming out was kind of, it is in a way serendipitous that it happened when it happened and how it happened. So we're very, very excited about it.
Well, Carrie Johnsrud, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
The album is Beyond the Neighborhood, the music of Fred Rogers. It will be released on March 20th, and I was talking to jazz vocalist Carrie Johnsrud. This is Talk of Iowa.
Feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how, by just your being you. Only one person in the whole world like you.